Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, as for the team, I had winning it all before the season, not just getting to the Super Bowl, but winning it all. Yeah, they're 6-0, the Kansas City Chiefs. Duh. Imagine betting yesterday on the San Francisco 49ers. Do you hate yourself? Was this a cry for help?
This Ben Heisler?
How about Patrick Mahomes rushing touchdown yesterday where he truck-sticked that safety? And we're going to have to change Patrick Mahomes' first name to Scar because on that play, he killed Mustafa. Seriously, the safety's last name was Mustafa. I mean, it's like the Lion King. Literally, he's Scar. He killed Mustafa. The little truck sticked the safety. He's like a quarterback. It was absolutely ridiculous. I don't want us collectively, all of us, crew, the listeners, the viewers, can we not do this time around like we did with Brady and the Patriots, like we've done the last couple years? Not everybody, but like we all try and do, like, this team's going to get Kansas City in January. This is the team that's going to beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. No. Just no. No. No!
You can't tell me that's not Ben Heisler doing Gilbert Godfrey. Nick Costos. The text line is right. Dusty suffers from dyslexia, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, for a long time, used to call it Fred Arbanet or Fred Arbanet's golf course. You'd call it Abrams.
It is Fred Arbanet.
I know, but he used to call it Fred Abrams.
Oh.
Right?
It's weird when you look at words and you think how they're pronounced, and then you, like, I have that sometimes with names.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. But spitting 100% facts, right?
Well, it's like finally somebody in the gambling world, as Nick is, wakes up and tells everybody, stop trying to figure out what's going to beat the Chiefs. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. People look at me as a homer, and they're, oh, you're just, because you're in Kansas City, you're saying this. I'm like, no, this is reality. This is where we are right now. This is a different type of football team than any of us have ever seen before. It's not the New England Patriots. It's not Bill Belichick. It's not Tom Brady. It's not any dynasty that we've ever seen before. It's better than all of those dynasties. And it's okay to admit it. I know people don't like to admit when there's change and things come along that may be better or different, or you get to a point where you're just like, yeah, the Chiefs just find a way to win because they're better than everybody else. They're better than everybody else at the most important positions on the field and on the sidelines. And so when you're better than everybody else, unless you have self-inflicted mistakes, chances are when you line up on Sunday, you're not going to get beat. Now, if you turn the ball over a ton and you make big mistakes and you give up big plays, yes, then you're going to lose the football game. But the odds of the Chiefs doing that on the reg are very slim. It just doesn't happen with this football team. They're too talented of a team. They're too good of a team. They're too well coached. They're too well positioned to go out there and lose this game. And so if you continue to bet against the Chiefs and continue to find teams or try to find teams that are going to beat the Chiefs, because I've seen it already this week. Well, come January, Baltimore's going to beat them. Come January, Buffalo's going to beat them. Come January, the Lions are going to beat them. Why do you continue to say that? Why do people continue to think that somebody's going to beat this team in the most important games when in the most important games, Patrick Mahomes in his career is 15-3?
Well, it's real easy. Somebody wants to be that one that finally gets it right. I think it's what it is.
So you get that right for like 2 seconds. Yeah, you got it right. Great. Blind squirrel finds a nut. Odds would say eventually somebody's going to beat him.
And Kyle Brandt said a couple years ago, when he was like, Buffalo's the best team in football going into the season. And then he went to the end of the season and the start of next thing. He goes, I'm done doing it.
Yeah.
I'm done going against the Chiefs.
Right.
And that's a guy that's on an NFL football show every day of the week, Monday through Friday on the NFL Network. And he came out and he's a Buffalo guy. And
right.
He's like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. And when people go on on that show and they try to be, you know, the guy that's like, you know, I don't know, man, the Chiefs, they don't really have a wide receiver. And then there they are, confetti and, you know, celebrating and getting another ring. I think that's part of it. I think some people just want to be the guy that's like, I told you, it's like those years for years. I mean, we've seen it 10 years now in a row that Chiefs won the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Carrington, other guys, this is the Chargers year. They got Jim Harbaugh. Justin Herbert's getting better. They just lost Arizona.
Right.
Right? And I mean, the Chiefs are 6-0 and they have no Rashee Rice, no Isaiah Pacheco, no Hollywood Brown, and they just lost another defensive or one defensive player in Watson. But I think when you look at this team,
Watson, yes.
I think a lot of people just want to be right. I think a lot of people are
then pick them to win.
It's like the
it's not that hard.
It's like the gambler that always wants to take the long shot and to be like, you know what? Yeah, I've got 10 misses, but the one hit I hit is the one I'm going to tell you about.
Right. Yeah,
right. Or the guy that goes to the poker table, like, oh yeah, I won $1,500 last night at blackjack. Oh. Didn't you say you played a couple times last week? I didn't hear about those games.
You don't hear about losses, right?
No. I mean, I'll tell you about my losses. But either way, no one cares about your betting. I do think it's interesting that people say the Chiefs get all the calls. Did you see the way that game ended last night?
I did see that game last night. There was a blatant face mask. I've never seen a quarterback taken by the face mask and thrown to the ground. And
safety.
Like,
game over.
How do you miss that, right? Like that. That's, I mean, wow. That was wild to me. Who was that safety against, by the way?
That was against the Minnesota Vikings.
Right. And who did they play?
The Los Angeles Rams.
And who does the NFL need to be good?
Minnesota.
No?
Oh, Los Angeles?
That's right.
Yeah.
So Ref was standing right there. They said they couldn't see it.
Who does the league need to be good?
Despicable.
Who does LA. The league need to be good? Yeah, who has the league been pushing to be good since they moved? L.A.
Hmm. Text line says this dynasty is more like the 90s Bulls dynasty than the Patriots dynasty.
Yeah, I think that's because the Patriots dynasty had a 10-year gap.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes is more like Tom Brady or more like Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, there's no question. He's
because
more like
this
Michael
year
Jordan.
He's giving me a lot of Brady vibes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes to me on the field is a killer on the field. Jordan was a killer on the court. Jordan was not going to lose. Jordan was not going to get embarrassed. Jordan was not going to go down. Patrick Mahomes is the same way. I mean, look at the two runs that he had. Look at the two runs that he had against the 49ers. The 33-yard run was just Jordan-esque brilliant, and then he plows over Mustafa in the end zone, and like, those are Jordan-type moments. Like, I know Brady had that kind of emotion and whatnot, but Jordan was a stone-cold killer. Jordan was the guy that you knew if he had the ball, he was going to win that game. You know that with Patrick Mahomes. You thought that with Tom Brady, right? You thought he was going to win it. But you watch Patrick Mahomes, and if you're on that other sideline and there's any time left and he gets the ball, you're losing that football game. You just are. And that's the way he is. No, he's more Michael Jordan than he is Tom Brady to me.
Mitch Holtis in 15 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan, the voice of the Chiefs, will join us like he does every Friday. I think this is an interesting discussion as we finish up the 7 o'clock hour or the 7 o'clock start segment. I think there's a lot of both. Which is insane to think about, like to put an athlete together and say Brady Jordan, because
what of Brady do you see in Mahomes?
The fact that you don't want to give Patrick Mahomes the ball with any time left, whether it be 13 seconds or a minute, and that affects your offense more than it affects your defense, because then your offense has to play perfect.
Isn't that Jordan though too? Like, you didn't want to give the ball back to him either.
Different,
you know?
Sports, right? Like, you didn't want Jordan to take the last shot.
Oh, God,
right?
No. You don't want Mahomes either to
Which
take
is,
the last shot.
Right. And I think that when you look at, you know, Jordan, when he got to championships, didn't lose. And I know Patrick Mahomes lost one against Tampa Bay.
Right.
But the thing is that
when, but imagine Jordan playing in a title game or a title series and he didn't have Pippen and he didn't have, like, his guys around him.
I think you could take three athletes and pick apart all their best attributes and put it into Patrick Mahomes. Like, Barry Bonds, Tom Brady, and Michael Jordan are probably the three most feared athletes in my lifetime. Patrick Mahomes is becoming that.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds got walked with the bases loaded. I'm not letting that guy beat me with Showalter's mentality.
Right.
Michael Jordan was, I don't care if Scottie Pippen has 35, don't let Jordan have 50. And when teams would do things or people would get things over Michael Jordan, it ate him up mentally and inside of him,
sure,
to bring out this new sort of evolution of that athlete. You look at Patrick Mahomes, the Kermit the Frog stuff, mm-hmm, right? He embodies that and then lets his play show it. Karl Malone gets MVP. Michael Jordan goes out there and makes him look like a fool in the finals.
Right.
You look at Tom Brady and you put the Patrick Mahomes gene in that. Patrick Mahomes can just coast like Tom Brady would throughout the regular season. He knew, give me 10, 11 wins, and then I get in the...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Door. Once the wolf is in the door, all food is gone. And Patrick Mahomes knows, even though last year they were 11-6, it was the worst sort of season we've seen the Chiefs have in a while with Patrick Mahomes, maybe ever. They get into the playoffs and nothing mattered. Mm-hmm. They took something that is super chaotic and they slow it down. That's what Bonds did. Bonds, guy on, down by one. If they're going to pitch to me, I'm going to hit this out of the park. Tom Brady, we're down by three. I'm going to go get a touchdown. We're down by two. I'm going to make sure we get a field goal. You look at, you know, Michael Jordan. Hey, just give me the ball and I'll make something happen. And Patrick Mahomes has that gene. Tiger Woods, another one too. Sunday, you're down by two strokes, you're done. Sunday, you're only up by two, you're done. Mm-hmm. There's never a safe spot. And the other thing too is that I don't know how many times it happened in Brady and Jordan's career, but they never really got blown out. And if they did, it was an anomaly. Patrick Mahomes doesn't get blown out. And the other thing about Brady and Jordan is that they were infectious into winning. Whereas, like, when people got around them and saw, oh my God, they're so good, they elevate everyone else's game.
You have to elevate your game. Otherwise, you're letting these guys down. You know, because, like, that's the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. He makes everybody better.
It's contagious, it's fun, and it's also unstoppable. And the thing about Patrick Mahomes, when he steps on the field, everybody goes and finds 15. Whether it's your team or their team, their coach, your coach, there's 15, there's 23, there's 12. How many times you watch the Patriots? Falcons, 28-3. Did you ever say during that game, and if you did, that's fine, this one's over?
Oh, I think never we all, I did. I mean, I did 28-3, you're thinking, yeah, man, I mean, not. Even Belichick said it was over.
On my mother's grave, I was watching that at my old house in Blue Springs, and I remember looking at that TV, and somebody goes, well, this Super Bowl sucks. I said, do you know who's playing quarterback for the other team? And how many times do we do that today with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, well, I think when you're living in the moment, maybe people in Boston have that feeling. I did not have that feeling in that game. I thought it was over. Bill Belichick thought it was over. He was looking around 28-3. We really don't have much time left in this one. Oh, my God, we won. You know, that's why it was such a big win, and they put it on their Super Bowl ring and all that kind of stuff, because it was improbable. I mean, very few people thought. Maybe I don't even know that Brady thought they had an opportunity to win that game. I think he's even gone on record as, I didn't think we were going to win that thing either.
Who do you think people fear more on Sunday in red? Patrick Mahomes in his prime or Tiger Woods in his prime?
Probably still Tiger.
Okay. And that's because Patrick Mahomes hasn't hit his prime.
Yeah, that Patrick hasn't played as long as Tiger did, right? Like Tiger dominated for a decade and a half or whatever it is. Patrick's dominated for half of that. So, no, I think you saw that red on Sunday, man, and it was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, y'all. Like, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe what's going on with Tiger. Patrick, yeah, I think you fear Patrick, but I'm glad, like, people are starting to come around and realize, because a year ago at this time, I was telling everybody the regular season doesn't matter. It's all about what you do in the playoffs, and people thought I was nuts. The boss was pissed at me and everything. Like, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm like, wait till the playoffs. They go ahead and win the Super Bowl. I went into Spector's office and went, hi, how you doing? I told you, you know, the regular season doesn't matter.
Done.
But this regular season does matter, because they've got goals for this regular season.
God,
they want to go undefeated. They want to run the table. They want to three-peat. And then in February, they can kick back and sit back and smoke a cigar and have a nice bottle of tequila or whatever it is that to their liking and enjoy themselves. But this is a team that, as soon as that game ended last year, they're getting ready for next season. They're getting ready for next season. They're getting ready for next season. This regular season does matter, because there's so much on the line and there's so much to prove. And they know if they run the table this regular season and win the Super Bowl, they will be considered the greatest team of all time.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.